Okay, where are we? It's a very special place, remember? Mm-hmm, you should. That's another major problem with this book. Remember, it's 6 volume, but it's only one advance. It doesn't say much, does it? 27,000 verses to say one thing. Really? They went and asked one simple question and said, how could you become happy as you are? And this is the handbook for that, right? So all is one advice, because it's explained massively, and it will touch all the corners of thought in this study. You could easily get lost in these branches he opens if you're not careful to come back to the main theme and understand that it's one simple thing. We want to explain something which is by nature unexplainable. And here we are talking about the rule of something which is exception and doesn't accept any rule. I'm talking about love. That's simple. This is what it is, from the beginning to the end. So each time we start from somewhere, we should try to understand where are we in that long conversation. We are in some point. So, first book. Book two means the wisdom, knowledge. Book one was love. Do you remember what was in book one? What did he say about love in book one? I believe he had a straightforward talking about love.
Telling us what love wasn't.
Exactly. He explained what love is not, because a lot of confusion comes from that. Everybody thinks that we know what love is. In one hand, love is one of the most appreciated, valued, and mystical meaning in human culture. In other hand, everybody claims that I know what it is. How come? Oh, because we mistake liking, wanting with love. An animal is full of that. Animal starts with wanting something. That was why the logic was created. So a living creature knows what is good for me. There is the problem for me. Because for some reason we don't know that missing link stuff. There is a gap between human and the rest of the animal kingdom. There is something in us which is not there. And that is the problem. We are, first of all, we are too powerful. Our power is not balanced with our animal need, survival need. We have more than that. In the 60s, we had enough atomic bomb to destroy the Earth 150 times again and again. What animal has that kind of power or influence? That's one hand. And other stuff which is completely ours is the illogical state of love. Love is illogical. Logically, you should grab the thing that you want, giving it to someone else. Illogical. Everything is illogical. So, he explained what love is not. And do you remember in the story of Parrot, he said, the intelligence was like a donkey in a mud when it wanted to explain the love. Because only love could explain love. That was it. Then we came to book two. He started another kind of conversation. And I said, first of all, remember, this is not something to learn. This is not something that you will add to yourself and go. This is something that when you are influenced, you come back. It's always going back. You come back because this doesn't belong to I. This belongs to we. Coming back to that state of we is the wisdom. You start to explain again what this wisdom is not, because everybody believes we know. The main problem is the illusion. He says to say, first of all, whatever you imagine, it's not the truth. Because you look in the sky, a little hair of your eyebrow would look like there is a moon in the sky. So your observation is silly. How about your attitude? So your attitude is silly. Look at you. You're going around and showing off. You show off the intelligence. Therefore, we have to show you the victims of this intelligence. For example, let's go to your wishes. Your best wishes is granted. Then you're doomed. Because your wishes are silly. What do you want? Look at you. Be honest. Don't you like to have this spell? Because all of this comes to one spell, one secret spell. Who wants to have that spell? Any volunteers? Yeah, don't be volunteer. It's something you don't understand, you don't know what you're asking for. Because first of all, this spell works only with a clean mouth. It doesn't work for everyone. We told you this is exception, it's not the rule. And secondly, do you know what you're asking for? Even when you are asking for love, do you know what you're asking for? Because when you show an interest to be in love, yes, I want to be in love. You don't think that I want to give up all my freedom, do you? No. What love is that? Because when you're in love, you're not free. You give up all. You give up all. You give up all. You give up.